This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Broadcast Healing begins here on Brighteon.tv, our simulcast, which we do each and every Monday at this time. And you can come on over to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and continue what we've been doing now into my 23rd year of Broadcast Healing. Shout out to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We got a new friend on the show this hour who also has a show on Brighteon.tv Wednesday mornings. His name, Dr. Brian Artis. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Brian.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be here, buddy.
Good to have you on board. Look, as I look into you and all that you've been doing, you are a rock star, background in doctor as a doctor of chiropractic, which we love, and empowering. But your story starts, and we have it linked up, of course, your website, going into your backstory, losing a loved one, a family member, a father-in-law in the hospital setting that kind of sets you on your, in, let's say, a very outward motion to, I got to communicate this to the world. If you'll set the stage for those that don't know you yet, that would be great.
Sure. Early February 2020, my father-in-law walked into a hospital in Dallas, Texas, with complaints of a fever and a headache. He was diagnosed on the first day with the flu. The second day we were called and told that he was now developing pneumonia and had been diagnosed with pneumonia. The third day we were called by the hospital and were told that he was now going into acute kidney failure. Day five we were called and told that he was now going unconscious and being put on forced air to breathe. And that's when we went up there to the hospital for the first time. And we actually live in Dallas, Texas. The whole reason why I wasn't going up to the hospital, my wife and I, is because my wife's mother, so my mother-in-law, I was actually in a rehab center not too far from our home in Dallas because 3 days before her dad, my wife's dad, went to the hospital, 3 days before that, her mother fell and broke a vertebrae in her neck and was at a rehab center. And the rehab center, when they found out that my wife's dad was in another building in Dallas and was diagnosed with the flu, the administrators of the rehab center begged us not to send people to the hospital in case they brought the flu back to the rehab center for these other elderly patients to possibly get sick. Now, this is before COVID, so COVID had not gotten to Texas at all at this point. It did a couple weeks later, supposedly. But at this point, this was unrelated to COVID. This was just my own experience in a hospital. When I got to the hospital, I found out that the actual hospital protocol for the flu that they were actually administering drugs to my father-in-law for that diagnosis, the actual drug vancomycin, he had been put on day one. But I found this out on the morning of the sixth day.
Whoa. That's like a last line of defense antibiotic, antibacterial, not an antiviral. What was going on?
Great call, Robert. That is an antibiotic, which is for bacteria, not an antiviral, and is extremely dangerous. This drug by itself causes a high percentage of all patients to develop acute kidney failure. And I found out on the morning of the sixth, they had had him on this intravenous drug from day one. So I asked them on day to show me the x-rays from day two after I saw the day one test results, which Robert, he didn't even test positive for the flu. He didn't test positive for the flu, A or B, and he didn't test for pneumonia, either viral or bacterial, on day one. So I asked him, why did you diagnose him with the flu? And they said, because we assumed it was a false negative test. And we just went based off of his symptoms. And I said, well, then why do you have him on vancomycin, which is an antibiotic? And they said, because of hospital protocol. And I said, I don't care if it's protocol or not. You know that drug causes acute kidney failure. Yeah. And you called us on day three saying he's in acute kidney failure. I want you to show me the x-rays on day two is what I asked. And he pulls up the x-rays only to find out that on the x-rays, there is no evidence of pneumonia. He has a straight line of water in the base of his lungs that the doctor points at. And he goes, there's pneumonia right there. And I said, that's not pneumonia. That's pulmonary edema. That's water flooding into the lungs because you started causing acute kidney failure the night before with vancomycin.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. You nailed it. And, you know, I don't need a test. And I know these doctors tested positive for being morons. And I don't mean to be mean, but you guys went to medical school and this is what you do? And you say, well, it's procedure, it's protocol? It's like, I'm not impressed. This is why I'm not impressed with this a medical degree. It's a handicap. All the doctors should park in the handicap slot because their brains are handicapped with their training, their programming. Now, some wake up, hopefully before it's too late. We're interesting. We were playing some clips of Dr. Robert Malone on Joe Rogan yesterday. And there are a lot of people that are far in on the medical side, the vaccine side, that are calling, questioning all that they thought they knew. So there's some positives coming out of all of this garbage. But to your point of your father-in-law going to the hospital with all this flu nonsense before COVID, it tells you how ridiculous the germ theory is. They don't even need a test to say you got, well, we just assume that it is. We're going to go ahead and give you antimicrobial drugs, whether they're viral, vaccine. We don't even care. It's like, this is our system. This is why I wish everybody had a chiropractor instead of a medical doctor.
I agree. So on this day, on the 6th, when we were made aware, and I made the doctors all aware, that the actual drug protocol for the flu that the hospital told these doctors to follow, it actually included vancomycin and two other antibiotics. So he was on three antibiotics for 6 days at this point for a supposed viral infection. So anyway, it was a horrible protocol. I told them to take him off of vancomycin, which they did meet and have a meeting with administrators. They did decide to take him off of the drug vancomycin on day 6. And then I asked the doctors to show me his LASIK schedule, which is a diuretic to remove water. My father-in-law had an abdomen that was swelled up like a waterbed, and he was a very thin guy, but he had at least 20 pounds of water on him by the time I got there on the day of the 6th. And I said, show me his urinary output, because they were measuring it with a catheter bag, only to find out I didn't have any measurements for the last 48 hours. Zero. Nada. So I said, show me the LASIK schedule. Do you have him on the diuretic? And the doctor said, yes, we've had him on LASIK every day. And I said, show me the medication schedule. And Robert, to this doctor's dismay, with every day he opened up on the calendar for the medications for each of the 6 days he'd been in there, there was zero LASIK on day one, zero LASIK on day two, 20 milligrams on day three, zero on day four, zero on day five. This is now zero on day 6. And this doctor looked at me, the attending doctor, for the last 6 days and said he was on LASIK every day. Now, either they're moronic or incompetent or they really just don't care about their patients, nor are they overseeing the protocols, what's working, what's not working. They're definitely not practicing medicine of any kind. So at that point, I told him to go get LASIK. He goes out to the nurse's station, brings LASIK in. They administer that to him for 4 hours. He lost 20 pounds of water in 4 hours. The respiratory therapist came in, listened to his lungs, and for the first day in 5 days, the respiratory therapist looks at us in the room and says, this is the first day he's had zero symptoms of gurgling, no raspy sounds in the lungs, zero evidence of pneumonia. And then he on his own said, I don't think he has pneumonia anymore. We'll take him off the forced air. Let's see if he can just breathe on his own and hold up oxygen saturation levels and breathing rates. And all of it was perfect. Now, we were able to get all the water out of his lungs so he could breathe on his own. He then became conscious. He wasn't even unconscious anymore. We get home that evening at 6 o'clock that night. 9 o'clock, 3 hours later, the nurse's station from the hospital calls my wife to tell her that the hospital administrators and the attending medical doctors for her dad had decided that night to permanently ban any further use of LASIK.
What?
And they were putting him on a third antibiotic, but not vancomycin. And I looked at my wife and I said, they are trying to cover up their liability. I exposed that he could actually improve by changing the hospital protocol. And this was a direct threat to the hospital. They felt like they were going to be sued. They were liable and they were, but I wasn't attempting to do that. I was just trying to save this guy's life at the time.
Right.
So the very next morning I took off up there, challenged the doctors, and they escorted me out with security and then convinced my wife's family to just trust their protocols. and that it was the best chance for survival. And as I'm being escorted out of the building, I said, they are going to murder your father-in-law, your dad, in the next 48 hours. They're going to actually put him on morphine. You watch. They're going to call it palliative care, and they're going to murder him in front of you. And that's exactly what they did. 48 hours later, they said he wasn't going to be able to make it. It's time to put him on palliative care. And they overdosed him for 4.5 hours on morphine, which paralyzes your diaphragm, stops your heart from beating. That's how you euthanize or murder someone and get away with it. And that's what they did. Now, 3 months later, Robert, the whole reason why I've been in the media, why I've been around the world, why I've been asked to testify with Dr. Rainier Fulmick about hospital protocols and Anthony Fauci, why all this has come up. In February of 2020, I had an experience in 9 days where I watched a hospital murder my father-in-law to cover up their liability. Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward 3 months later, I'm getting alerts on my phone that America, the great United States of America, is having more deaths every day in total than any other country in the whole world from this deadly pandemic virus called coronavirus. And I remember thinking, why is the United States having more people die than anywhere else? I thought of all the industrialized nations in the world. We have the greatest healthcare system in the world. If there's a pandemic in the world, an infection going around the world, everyone should be wanting to flood into our borders to get help from our healthcare system if it's that good. Why are more people dying here than in any other country in the world from this horrible virus? So that's what made me look to find out, well, what are they doing in hospitals? In May of 2020, it was like May 14th is when I actually looked this up. I wanted to know, what does the CDC recommend for hospitalized COVID-19 patients? And at that time, the CDC said, we don't have any recommendations for treatment of COVID-19. We have adopted the NIH's protocol for all hospitalized COVID-19 patients. So I click the link. I go to NIH.gov, and for the first time in my life, I see the name Dr. Anthony Fauci and a memo on NIH.gov's website to the entire world. And it states that during this pandemic, all American hospitals are going to use one drug and one drug only to treat all COVID-19 hospitalized Americans during this pandemic. And that one and only drug is called Remdesivir. And it says Remdesivir is a antiviral experimental drug, never FDA approved at this time.
Highly kidney toxic.
Yep, and they said this drug was proven, Anthony Fauci quoted, that this drug was proven safe and effective against the Ebola virus in Africa in a trial a year earlier and was just proven safe and effective in March of 2020 with a study conducted by Gilead, the maker of Remdesivir. So I clicked the two studies because I had never heard of this drug before and I wanted to know everything I could about the drug. So I clicked the two studies he quoted only to find out that in the Ebola trial that was 100% funded by Anthony Fauci, for that whole year in Africa, that there was 4 experimental drugs in that trial. And of those 4 drugs, halfway through the study, the independent safety board that oversees the data for the study, halfway in that 1-year study.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Based on two observations, they pulled remdesivir from the study and didn't allow any other Africans to get that drug because it had, one, the highest death total of all of the four experimental drugs. It was the only drug of the four experimental drugs used in Africa that had a death rate higher than 50% of all people they gave the drugs to. It was the only one. And they pulled it from the study.
Fauci said this is evidence of why it works and it's approved and you should use it and only use it. Now, this reminds me of the nevirapine trials in Africa where they were giving it to pregnant women and killing them and their babies because of, quote unquote, HIV, which is another scam that we've covered here for, well, 23 years on the air, longer than that as a homeopath. But what we're talking about, Dr. Brian Artis, is iatrogenicide. It is, in fact, the third leading cause of death in the West. Modern medicine in hospitals, and this also strengthens the first time we learned it out of Israel when the doctors went on strike there a long time ago now, that the hospitals closed and they couldn't bring in more patients and the death rate plummeted in Israel like never before. And then when the doctors came back to work, the hospitals went up and admitted up, the death rate went right back where it was. And what we're talking about and what you're bringing up is, in fact, the reason why we have the worst healthcare system in the world. How else do you explain more people died of COVID and per capita in America? It's because of the medical allopathic pharmaceutical takeover of what they call healthcare in America, which is not disease. It is disease creation and disease management. And this is the kind of the story that you unfortunately had to witness a loved one dying to bring out, but I think on a heavenly level, these people probably made a choice to sacrifice themselves for a bigger cause, and it still doesn't take away the hurt from those who lost loved ones now. But we must wake up from this, as Peter, who was it that said it last hour? Malone, or Robert Malone calls it a mass psychosis of some kind. Indeed, we are kind of Helsinki syndromed into being captured, and then actually protecting our captors. The medical doctors who have been captured by the pharmaceutical industry, those that are trying desperately to wake up, are being attacked viciously, as you know. And yet we have them on the show. I'm sure you've interviewed many of them on yours as well. And again, I'm so sorry for the loss of your and your family member, but at the same time, what it's brought about, I think, is something far, very important as an understatement.
Yeah, it really was a foreshadowing of being able to observe exactly what was being reported in New York. I just need the whole audience to know this. I'm pretty much the remdesivir guy, because the moment I read this memo of the NIH by Anthony Fauci in May of 2020, I went into the media immediately trying to let everybody know that what Anthony Fauci is doing with this is he's going to mass murder innocent Americans in hospitals. He's going to poison them to death with remdesivir. Remdesivir is known to cause multiple organ failure, acute kidney failure, and heart failure in 3 to 5 days. That's what it does. And that's what he knew from the studies he quoted in this memo in May of 2020. In fact, the study from March 2020 done by Gilead on 53 COVID-19 patients, they gave them 10 days worth of remdesivir. 31% of all of them developed multiple organ failure, acute kidney failure, septic shock, and several people needed kidney transplants because the drug destroyed their kidneys that fast. Only 2 months later, Anthony Fauci says this is the drug that we're going to inject into the veins of all Americans that are COVID positive. All right, so this is the great setup. Anthony Fauci was going to mass murder people in hospitals. He was going to tell you the virus was killing them, no different than what you brought up with the HIV pandemic. Anthony Fauci used a drug called AZT back in the 80s and early 90s that actually had every known side effect that was being published that AIDS was. AZT is what caused the AIDS syndrome. It was actually a drug causing the death of these individuals, and they were claiming it to be caused by a virus. Now, mass murderers have figured out they're just going to do the same thing all the time. We call this profiling murderers. He actually found out he could blame HIV, causing a disease called AIDS. The solution was a drug called AZT that actually caused all the side effects and death that was actually blamed on AIDS. Mm-hmm. Now, just so you know, Anthony Fauci's doing it again. He has a virus called SARS-CoV-2 that's actually creating a disease called COVID-19. And COVID-19 is killing all these people, except remdesivir, the drug that he's only using to treat COVID-19 hospitalized patients, actually causes all the symptoms they are telling you the virus mm-hmm. causes. And it even gets worse, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
In July of 2020, 2 months after Anthony Fauci told our federal government to buy up all of the stock of this experimental drug called remdesivir, he said, do not share it with another country till the end of the year 2020. This was so he could kill a whole bunch of Americans and then sell the whole world through the media that this virus is super deadly so you can all buy into a future vaccine program. That was the whole thing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will know and report if China secretly offers support to Russia to help President Putin carry out his invasion of Ukraine. That's according to Democratic Senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin. Durbin adding China's president needs to decide his place in history and China's place in the world. Russia claims it has deployed hypersonic missiles in its attacks against Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin weighs in on the usage of such a weapon and what he thinks it really means regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin's apparent strategy.
I would not see it as a game changer. I think, again, the reason that he's resorting to using these types of weapons is because he's trying to reestablish some momentum.
You're listening to USA Radio News. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the world is continuing to see its consequences.
Russia's war has created a humanitarian crisis. The United Nations is reporting that more than 3.1 million refugees have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its unprovoked invasion. The UN Refugee Agency has labeled the exodus the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since Hitler started World War II. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate confirmation hearings begin Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. The federal judge was picked by President Biden to fill the seat last vacated by Justice Stephen Breyer, who retires this summer. The president using race as the main factor in choosing Brown Jackson, who, if confirmed, will become the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. The hearing's expected to last 4 days. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dude, Dr. Artis, there's not a pit in hell hot enough for this guy, Fauci.
No,
he's
not.
A monster. He's an absolute monster. And we pointed out Bobby Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, bestseller, international bestseller now. He can't get an interview in what we call legacy or mainstream media anywhere. They won't talk about it. And yet it covers a lot of that history, thanks to good friends of mine like Celia Farber and Liam Sheff, who's no longer with us, who have exposed Fauci for the monster that he is. And I bring up a lot of other good researchers and doctors over the years that pointed out exactly what you said about hundreds of thousands of people were killed not by quote-unquote AIDS or HIV, but by AZT, a chemotherapy drug that was too toxic for cancer victims, patients, so to speak, killed them. And they brought it back out, in addition to DNA, chain-terminating drugs, and you name it. This is not new. It is new as it's manifesting and affecting more people and perhaps waking more people up. But it takes apparently horrible events, disasters, to wake people from a drug-induced and vaccine-induced stupor, if you will. And again, we are seeing nurses and doctors leaving the profession rather than get the shot, the jab, so to speak. So there is a change, a transformation coming. The only question is how many more people have to die before the system collapses and we can replace it with something that actually brings about healing, a more vitalistic view of the body, whether it be chiropractic, naturopathic, homeopathic, herbalistic, any of these other eclectic kind of views of a vital force reality to life, and that poisoning people back to health is actually poisoning them to death.
Yeah, there's obviously a mass psychosis of some sort, and I will just tell you there's some numbers that when Peter McCullough and I are together and we visit and talk, he'll tell you. There's about 1 million medical doctors licensed in this country of America, but there's only about 500 or so that he knows are actually bothered in saying anything in relationship to their upset, which is just astonishing that you can see this amount of mass murder, disregard of a Hippocratic oath to stand for people you've pledged an allegiance to and devoted your whole career to. It's just absurd to me. I actually think it's less than like 100 doctors are actually out there saying anything. It's just so upsetting. My entire thing has been, you got to warn as many people as possible, and I'm just going to do it right here on your show. The remdesivir drug is still the only FDA-approved drug to treat all COVID-19 hospitalized patients, and they did that on October 22nd, 2020, 5 months after May 2020 when Anthony Fauci said, we're only going to use this drug. He was able to kill 350,000 people in American hospitals by October of 2020, and then they FDA-approved that one and only drug. It's still the only drug, and all hospitals right now, Robert, are being incentivized with a 20% bonus payout from Medicare to all hospitals to give remdesivir to all Medicare-aged patients in America. Why? Because these people have comorbidities. They're already being treated with medications like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, you name it, cancer even. And when you put remdesivir into that body, those organs are already being stressed by pharmaceutical agents.
They're
you
already
add
on the brain.
Remdesivir into it. Remdesivir is going to shut down their livers, shut down their kidneys, stop their hearts from beating, and they will die. This is a mass genocide on the elderly, and now they're going after the elderly and the youth and the young with these vaccines. Period.
Yeah, we've talked about the body meridians, the relationship between organ systems, the organs and different. And when you destroy kidneys and liver, one of the things that is going to be impacted significantly is lung function. And that's where they go, oh, now we got to put them on a vent. They basically drug them out of their minds to the point where they don't know what reality is, and they may not recover from that, much less the vent. 4 out of 5 apparently don't ever wake up from that. And yes, this is mass psychosis resulting in mass murder. Again, it's not new. They've just refined their approach to be more efficient killers, more widely impacting everybody potentially, as opposed to the AIDS crisis, which they tried to say everybody was at risk, and then it narrowed down, and they slaughtered a whole bunch of people that they had found were, let's say, vulnerable to an immune collapse because of lifestyle, diet, drugs that they were on, etc., that manifested in those, subgroups, if you will. And yet now they've expanded that to everybody is vulnerable to COVID. And that is a weakness in our minds that we still believe in the germ theory as the explanation as to why people are getting sick and dying. We've got to break that cycle, but that means we need to bring back our awareness that the smartest among us are not those necessarily with PhD degrees or MD degrees. It's those that acknowledge how nature actually works, how life actually sustains itself. The work of the immune system based on a microbiome, for instance, and even a virome, arguably, that is much larger in number than a microbiome, not to kill us, but to sustain us, to communicate one another. And also the acknowledgement that it's not only about molecules, but it's about the energies, the communication that happens in a way that is invisible to even the most astute microscopists. They can't see the energy we're talking about here. That's a vitalistic view of the body.
So even outside of the psychosis discussion, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
They're flat out
right.
Lying to you.
We got to take a break. I apologize. We're on Brighteon.tv. Stand by. Okay. I missed that. How much, Super Don?
We went over, but they have some flexibility on it. So
okay.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry about that, guys. anyway, but yeah, I'm so into this. This is Brian. He's awesome. Yeah. Like we're letting it rip. I don't care about the time, but yeah. you let me know when we come back, and we can still do it because we've got people watching on all other platforms. So it's just the Brideon taking their break right now. Anyway, Brian, appreciate you, my brother, man. So I don't know what took us so long to get you on the show.
I don't either.
It's the kind of stuff we've been doing for so long, and it's like, hooray.
That's all right. It's really funny. Peter and I talk a lot, McCullough. We do a lot of things together. And every time I see him on any kind of show, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go there. I remember when he was on Alex Jones sitting in studio at the desk, and he sent me the link, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I looked at my wife, and I went, I can't wait to sit at that desk. And literally 2 days later, I was at the desk sitting there doing the show with InfoWorld. I was like, that's really cool. Now let's keep going. Now I want the man cave. I need Joe Rogan to help me blow up this Remdesivir hospital story. Yeah. Even though it's already gone around the world, we have to convey to the audiences, still the most dangerous place right now at all for you to insert yourself into is the hospital system in America right now.
Well, you definitely got to stay out. By the way, we have Dr. McCullough scheduled when, Super Don? Coming up soon? Peter?
Wednesday, I think.
This Wednesday?
Hold on, let me look.
Yeah, I can't keep up with this. This is good. Get some good things.
So tell him I warmed up your audience when he comes on. Say, Dr. Archer's here. He warmed up the audience on Monday. Now they're ready for you, Peter.
Yes, that's right. You got them ready. You got them softened up.
I'm the warm-up band.
Tenderized the audience.
He always says all the time, Dr. Archer, you stay on the hospital protocols. Continue to get people to focus on early treatment because that's what's going to work. I'll handle the vaccines. Good. We'll do it. Right. Bring it on.
Super Don, you said when's Dr. McCullough on?
Wednesday.
He is this Wednesday. All right. Well, that's good. Perfect timing. This is great. All right. We're back in 25 seconds. They didn't go to break. We're still on Brideon. Who knew?
Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all got a behind-the-scenes look at what we talk about, just about anything. You're taking a break on Brideon.tv. Thank y'all for being here. And just want to welcome everybody to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Brian Artis is our guest this hour as we wrap up the second hour of the show. We still got some time here, and I'm enjoying thoroughly what Brian is bringing to us and has brought to the world. Again, saddened by all of the tragedies that lead to this, but I recognize I've been on this planet long enough to know that, unfortunately, it often takes tragedies to wake us up, to be willing to see things we didn't want to see, and to act on that information. And as you point out, Dr. Artis, it's embarrassingly small percentage of doctors that are willing to speak up. Maybe it's more than 500. Maybe it's many thousands of doctors that know what's going on, but a fraction of them are willing to speak up. And, you know, you've seen this meme about, if you wonder what you would have done at the time of, 1920s, 1930s Germany as the lead up to the Hitlerian, Third Reich situation, it's now you know. Now you see the people are in denial. And the attacks on Robert Malone are not about the facts he's revealing, but when he goes into historical examples and the mass psychosis, they're all going, oh, he's bringing up the Nazi thing, right? It's an easy thing to dismiss. But primarily the leftists, not exclusively, but mostly, that are so hoodwinked because they've gone atheistic and their God is Fauci and pharma. And it's funny because, not funny, a ha-ha thing, but it used to be that the leftists looked at pharma with great suspicion. They're like, oh, yeah, those evil drug companies. And now they're like all in on evil drug companies because they have abandoned the spirit. They have abandoned a vitalistic view of the body, and they look at everything as a pharmacological issue that can only be addressed by injection or drugging. And in the case of injections, it's not even like vaccines used to be in terms of, synthetic mRNA altering DNA protein synthesis. For what? To produce spike proteins that were patented in 2002 to damage epithelial tissue? It's just endothelial in this case. It's just insane. And I know you know that, but sometimes we got to vent and then we feel better for it. I feel better for it now.
Well, at least you at least exposed and voiced your upset. We know you weren't going to sit back and be quiet during the days of the Holocaust, right? Leading up to the Holocaust. We at least know you would have said something.
No. I wish the Jews were more armed. And there's a group called Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership or something, that they understand history like that. It doesn't mean we can win, but you'll take a lot of the bad guys out on the way, and they'll be more reluctant to take your life when they realize their life is at stake.
Exactly right. So I want to make sure everybody's aware here during the break, if it was still on or not, I just want to make sure you're all aware that one of the things and one of my greatest efforts are try to protect and preserve as many lives as possible, that they are actually and intentionally setting up protocols to create mass murder and death and carnage in American hospitals and hospitals around the world. Anybody in America right now, y'all need to Y'all need to be armed to try to protect you or your loved ones if you ever feel the need or the inward feeling you got to go to a hospital for any kind of emergency. The hospitals are actually incentivized right now to PCR test 100% of you no matter what you go in for. They're incentivized to give a COVID-19 positive diagnosis, regardless of what you went in for. They're being incentivized to use remdesivir and vent you to death. They are being incentivized that if they will show proof to the government every month that they have 100% of their staff vaccinated for COVID-19, they will get an added bonus payout just if they can prove that, which is why they're allowing their healthcare workers to walk. They would never let them walk unless they were getting bribes from the government to pay off what they're losing while the employee's walking. So I want you to know at thedrartistshow.com, my actual site has become a resource for COVID, period, for patient advocacy, for forms you need before you go. If you go to thedrartistshow.com, my site, doctor is D-R-A-D, it's thedrartistshow.com. I'm just going to tell you this. You set up a username and password. It's free. Sign in to the website. This new resources tab appears. Click the resources tab, slide up to the bottom where there's a bunch of forms on the right-hand side. You need to all have a medical directive to physicians form. This is an advanced medical directive to hospitals. You need to have that signed and notarized at home.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show.
And you'll be better off for it. And it's an insane perspective and belief. I will say it. I don't back down. I don't mince my words there. That's a level of insanity that is leading to unnecessary deaths, premature deaths of people of all ages, including our elders that, yes, may have been more vulnerable due to multiple comorbidities and issues like that. We don't deny that. But did they die of a virus, or did they die of the allopathic response to the spike proteins that were patented? Again, at one point you go, I don't even care. I just want to address what's happening and manifesting in their bodies and reverse it. And they don't know how to do it. And if they do in allopathic medicine, they're doing a crappy job of it because most people are ending up dead because of their standard of care. Thanks to the monster known as Anthony Fauci. Ah, man.
I mean, we're in America still, Robert. And right now, 2 years into a pandemic, supposedly, of a deadly virus and 5 or 6 different mutations, what country in the entire world has more dead COVID-19 patients? Do you know?
More than America?
Yeah.
I don't think so. None. Yeah.
It is America. We have 850,000 dead, supposedly.
We're number one. That's not good.
We're number one by 200,000 still. Brazil is number two with 630,000. You know what's amazing about Brazil? Brazil started using March 2021, they started using one drug and one drug only for all hospitalized Brazilians. They're using Remdesivir and only Remdesivir since March 2020. And they've had now, since March 2021, they now have 400,000 dead people this year, which was more than the year prior.
All right. Hey, Dr. Artis, as we wrap up our interview, and again, great first appearance here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I hope we can stay in touch and connect on this or even your show at a time. I love what you're doing. I appreciate you so much for what you're doing, your passion and your integrity there. As I said, we've got to help one another. This is the best kept secret in Health Talk Media 23 years in now. So I appreciate any mention, of course. But also, we talk about sheeple. This is not the first time we bring this up. Superdon found this article out of Germany. And you will not believe it, but apparently sheep and goats are now joining in the German government efforts to encourage vaccination. They actually got about 700 sheep and goats. They pulled them in and they, let's say, corralled them into the shape of a giant syringe because they think that's going to convince the Germans to go down the path of injection, experimental injection. And I'm like, isn't that ironic? We've talked about the sheep being led to slaughter. And they're going ahead using the sheep and goats as their selling point. And I don't know what happened to the Germans. Have they lost their own history, following blindly? leaders that would lead sheep to slaughter. You can't make this stuff up. This is how bad it's gotten.
It has gotten that bad, and our job, I really appreciate you having me on your broadcast. We'd love to help push our audiences to yours. It's been an amazing thing to witness a lot of humanity waking up and creating a lot of distrust with our federal health agencies that you as a homeopath, me as a chiropractor, we've already been aloof to, we've already been aware of. Mm-hmm. It's funny to hear all these medical doctors come up to us now and go, you chiropractors had it right all along.
Yeah.
It's very odd. But it's because we all focused on natural immunity and health. Mm-hmm. And it's been a gross oversight and a gross preaching nonstop propaganda all day long to not trust natural immunity and to only trust vaccines and drugs. And this is
artificial reality, AI in new ways. And, you know, we go back into the history books and we're almost out of time here, but just want to mention this. Going back to the early part of the 20th century with the fever diseases, typhoid, typhus, we find that the mortality rate, we talk about the poxes, even smallpox, among naturopaths and homeopaths and herbalists and things was darn near zero, statistically almost insignificant in terms of death. Whereas you go into the allopathic suppression technology, drug technology, mercury and other drugs, even experimental vaccination, and you see death rates 30, 40, 50% or higher. And it's playing itself out again in 2020, 2021, and now 2022. It hasn't changed. They haven't changed their stripes. Even if they have a nice, slick presentation and Fauci says, I'm America's doctor. No, you're America's monster. And it would be great if you put him out to pasture and then have him deal with his own evil karmic burden that he's created over his lifetime. So, Dr. Brian Artis, again, hopefully we can do this again, here, there, or anywhere. And so much appreciative of all you're doing.
I appreciate you and you standing for all of humanity and bringing truth in the way of natural healing, and that God's creation is miraculous. I just am fascinated. In practice, I just want to wrap this up.
Yeah.
In practice, people used to ask me, was it stressful trying to help them identify the cause of their autoimmune diseases, reverse those and improve those? And they'd ask me if that was stressful. I had 17,000 patients in 10 years in my practice here from 16 different countries. And I used to say, why do I have to be stressed out? All I got to do is feed into your body what the body is designed to use, mm-hmm. and God's miracle of your body will actually do it all on its own.
Power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.